From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now, our series Three Books. Coming home is a common and ancient theme in literature. Think back to Odysseus. And it is our theme today. Our occasional commentator, Emily Wiley, recommends three books in which the return home is not an easy journey.
Homecoming is one of those funny smash-up sounding words. English is full of them. Weird Saxon two-parters people made up because they needed to describe something ineffable but important to human experience. And this is an old human experience. The Greeks had a tidier word for homecoming, nostos. It's where we get nostalgia. Of course, for many, coming home isn't nostalgic. It's more like combat than sinking into a warm bath. Whatever the experience, homecoming is always loaded with emotion, and authors can't get enough of talking about prodigal sons and daughters returning to the fold. Here are some of my favorite homecoming stories. Barbara Kingsolver's Animal Dreams is a classic of the genre, with a reluctant heroine returning to her hometown to care for a father she'd never felt close to. Her return there is part rescue, part retreat. Intrusions on her solitude come from all sides. A posse of salty abuelitas and house dresses who seem to know a lot about Cody. A local heartthrob Navajo train driver who doesn't seem to give up. And the teenagers Cody starts teaching in the local high school that Kingsolver actually gets quite right. With this company, Animal Dreams makes uncomfortable homecoming quite a pleasure. Eudora Welty is a writer who once trained as a photographer, and her portrait of a woman's homecoming in her Pulitzer Prize-winning The Optimist's Daughter gets right to the hidden selves good photographs reveal. Laurel, widowed some time ago, comes to nurse her father, who seems to be dying after a simple cataract surgery. When he succumbs, astonishingly to her, Laurel must negotiate the memories that crowd around her in her childhood home, and the awful second wife who's intruded into that home with a bad taste and small understanding. Past and present collide there, and eventually knock Laurel into some new understanding of how to go on. The optimist's daughter starts to figure out how to look for her light in the future, not in the past. If Welty's work is photographic, Michael Ondaatje's is musical. It's easy to get a little drunk on his words. But a memoir he wrote called Running in the Family, which is in part about his perpetually drunken ancestors, laid me to giddy waist when I read it. In this case, homecoming means going to Sri Lanka in order to revisit the scene of a childhood he'd ignored and not understood. In transcribed raucous family dinner conversations, and in dialogues and poems, as well as travel reporting, Ondaatje strokes open the pages of his family's history. His willingness to celebrate the odd and uncomfortable gives us all a lesson in how to approach coming home, no matter how weird those crazy people who greet us there are. These three books can help even the most reluctant prodigals sink back into their family's too tight embrace.
Emily Wiley is a public school teacher in East Harlem. She recommended Animal Dreams by Barbara Kingsolver, The Optimist's Daughter by Eudora Welty, and Running in the Family by Michael Ondaatje.